MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. Checking out with John Luce, Senior Economist, FNB Commercial Property Finance. John, appreciate the time. A recent note you put out talking around residential building data, most notably the most recent, which is December 24. But first question, residential building data, what is the data? What are we looking at? What is it trying to tell us?
Well, it's still pointing to a very weak picture. Mm-hmm. If one looks at the longer term history, and you compare it to the last quarter of 2021. So just after the surge that came just after the lockdowns, we're still about 46.7% down from there in terms of building plans passed, and that's obviously the lagged impact of the interest rate hiking. We haven't, that took the levels down a lot. It's very interest rate sensitive, but there's just signs of perhaps that we're starting to move back into positive growth after the last almost 3 years of decline. December building plans passed grew by 33.13%. Now, I have to just say I take it with a pinch of salt on a monthly basis because it can be volatile. If you just take the quarter as a whole, the fourth quarter as a whole, we're still minus 5.27% down. But it is a diminishing, a broadly diminishing rate of decline. So it looks like building planning levels are slowly but surely heading towards positive territory as we move into this year.
And I imagine, you mentioned the tough conditions post that COVID boom, low growth, high interest rates, etc. It really is a confidence thing. And if rates are high and growth is low, we also had all the load shedding, of course, etc., high inflation, we're going to see pressure in this space.
Sure. It is a very credit-dependent market, the residential market. So interest rates go up, cost of credit goes up, and demand especially by new, first-time buyers, slows quite significantly. A lot of them hang out in the rental market for longer until the rate hiking cycle is over. And there's a decent supply of property in the existing market. So it takes a bit of time for the new developments to come back. First, you have to have demand improve in the existing market. That's been happening as interest rates have started to decline mildly. And then with something of a lag, you eventually start to see the oversupplies sort of mopped up in the existing market, and then demand for new property starts to emerge.
You also, in the note you put out, which I thought was a fascinating point, long-term data, and we're talking decades-long data here, a shift towards flats and townhouses, the standalone house, and sort of the picket fence and the pool in the back, kind of reshifting away to flats and townhouses.
Yeah, about 47% of total building activity or building plans passed is now flats and townhouses. The freestanding house, especially the smaller ones. So I think those affordable freestanding houses are diminishing in importance. I think even in the affordable market, it's more about high density stuff in old CBDs and so on. Land in our and serviced land, especially with the right infrastructure, is in increasingly scarce supply in our cities. That's been coming for a few decades because of a lack of sort of general government fixed investment in infrastructure. But realistically, too, we just couldn't carry on creating urban sprawl. It becomes, eventually you run into private transport congestion problems, as we know. So we've got to identify, we are identifying, and this is the result. You're seeing it in the building numbers.
You also mentioned in the note you put out, FNB's looking at 2 more quarter percent rate cuts, and that takes prime to 10.5. I mean, this is 10.5 is a big number, but relative to 11.75, it is a big chunk lower. And this is positive just for the whole residential sector as a whole. Lower rates is just bottom line good for demand.
Look, it's mildly positive. I mean, from 11.75 prime to 10.5 is not a massive stimulus. Mm. So we certainly don't expect to see a big surge in residential building activity. But I think for this year, we go back into mildly positive growth and projections. My thinking is when this year is said and done, we'll probably have growth in plans passed and eventually, building completions too, with a mild lag of, say 5 to 10% which is not, you know, in GDP terms, you say 5 to 10%, and that's a big number. Mm. But in terms of building activity, that's not a big number. That's a mildly positive growth rate, yeah.
Okay, mildly positive. We'll leave it there. John Luce, Senior Economist, FNB Commercial Property Finance. Always appreciate the early morning. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.